A reading from Revelation,
the first chapter. Jesus Christ, the witness, the faithful one,
the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings on earth. To him who loves us and set us free from our sins by his blood, and he made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Even so, amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So behold, all you tribes who have now arrived at the leading edge of a holy triduum, you kingdom dwellers, you priests, feast upon your eyes upon the witness, the faithful one, the firstborn of the dead, the man to whom every king is accountable, and the God without whom no one could possibly rule any earthly kingdom. His is the glory and the dominion, yet you see that he has been pierced. And in this seeing, your soul too has been pierced through by the sword, and you mourn, you lament, you repent. For in his being lifted up, you are drawn to this one who has loved you ceaselessly. There he hangs in humble submission, extended upon his cross, and in his crucifixion, you are confronted with the enormity of your sin once again. But behold, as grave as these sins are of yours, all of your transgressions, without exception, have been washed away in the fountain of his shed blood divine. So be ready, be faithful, fear not, for behold and see how the Lamb is sacrificed, how his people have been saved, how Satan has been smashed in utter defeat, how Jesus is coming again on the clouds, accompanied by the heavenly host. It is a mystery old, yet new. A mystery eternal, yet for us men, historical. In time, a time that elapses, a time that is yet timeless. A mystery that deals in mortal things, but ushers in life, immortal life, and delivers it unto those who hear his word and believe. For your Lord Jesus, when he had clothed himself with your humanity and suffered because of you who were suffering and was bound because of you who are tied down and was judged because of you who are condemned and was buried because of you who lived in the shadow of the tomb, when this Lord Jesus arose from the dead, he let forth with an almighty cry, "Who takes issue with me? Let him stand against me." I released the condemned. In being first forever out of the grave, I brought the dead to life. I raised up the buried. Who is there who would contradict me? I am the one, says this Christ, the Son of God. I am the one who destroyed death and triumphed over the enemy and trod down hell and bound the strong man and carried off all of humanity to the heights of heaven. I am the one. Come then, says this Jesus of Nazareth. All you who are bruised and buffeted and harassed by your sins, and receive the healing that I alone freely give, for I am your forgiveness. I am the Pascha of your salvation. I am the Lamb slain for you. I am your ransom. I am your life. I am your light. I am your salvation. I am your resurrection. I am your King. And you who are my kingdom, my royal priesthood, only you, established so to worship me in spirit and in truth, you, my very body, I will raise you up by my right hand. I am leading you up to the heights of heaven, and there I will bring you to my Father. Even so, yes, yes, it shall be so. Now, what strange and inexpressible mystery that you all should be brought here. And this, no doing of your own, but by the grace of God, that you might be protected under the protective slaughter of a lamb. The lamb, illumined together by his blood, the sacrifice has become your salvation, and the death of the lamb your life, and his blood the means by which death has passed you by. The old has gone. It was the pattern of that which was to come. The new, the truly precious, the thing that is so, oh, very real, has come now, and it is here. He is here for you. It is as old as the unchanging, eternal will of God, yet new as regards the revelation of his grace. Temporary as in the signs set forth by his prophets, yet eternal because of their fulfillment in your freedom that blooms from the tree of the cross. Perishable in this Lamb who was slain, yet imperishable because in him is life and his life is your light. Pierced and sacrificed unto death, but resurrected and returning in a body as God and man. It is not only in one time or one place that the glory of God is established now, but to the ends of his creation. His goodness and mercy overflow at his second and glorious coming, not coming as though he were hiding in a corner, but that every eye shall see, that every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess. For that purpose, in your midst, the Almighty God has made his dwelling place among you through Jesus Christ, to whom be all glory and dominion forever. Even so, amen.